This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Magilis podcast.
Green.
Green.
Green conversations for a brighter future.
Yes, we're going to have a green conversation in light of all the situation that has been going on, or the situations, actually, and the aftermath of the crisis that we, overwent over the past week. So in line with that, His Highness Sheikh Sultan bin Ahmed bin Sultan Al Qasimi, the Deputy Ruler of Sharjah and the President of the University of Sharjah, just put in a recommendation that the University of Sharjah to develop a specialized center to manage the risks of rapid climate change. The center's emphasis will be on specialized studies in geographic and geological sectors to redesign valley routes and install warning sensors for their flow to aid in early evacuation efforts. And this decision comes after the country had, as I said, this recent weather depression or fluctuation last week, which resulted in, obviously, extraordinary amounts of rainfall. It also falls under the overall aim of improving the university's research role in serving the community with a focus on specialized research and studies in the current phase of the university's research strategy. So it's an initiative that will definitely help address and resolve the various difficulties that the country face in the disciplines of climate change and weather and global warming. So it will, in the end, as a result, it will allow to avoid the long-term consequences of all those climate changes.
And, you know, it was quite a detrimental few weeks that we've had, not only here in Sharjah, but across the country. But a nice silver lining, I think, is that it was a learning curve for everyone. You know, we kind of went through the worst scenario and we're coming out possibly stronger in the near future with said initiatives in place to really encourage the upcoming generation to learn about the rapid climate change and, of course, its adverse effects, because now we've been through it. And I think we will be learning from it and we'll be developing from it, that if this was to occur, let's say it happens next year, God forbid it does, let's say it does, then I definitely think we're going to be able to deal with it a lot better. So there is a silver lining when it comes to it, and I think education is at the forefront of that.
Yeah, there's two things that I can point for, you know, we can see from here, is that the empowerment. I think the His Highness Sheikh Sultan bin Ahmed bin Sultan Al Qasimi, the Deputy Ruler of Sharjah and President of UOS, has been quite known for encouraging students to come up with designs and suggest ideas, and I think this plays a very important role in allowing the students to believe that they have a role to play, so they do feel that they are future leaders and future designers. And quite a number of projects within the Arada Al-Jada community, in fact, were in fact suggested by the students as well. Now, so that's one thing. The second part, of course, is the learning from the current situation. I think, firstly, the companies should understand this. I know, and I can also speak, that there were a couple of my own friends who messaged me on the Tuesday that the rain started, that what on earth were you talking about? The worst storm in 25 years. This is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a drizzle. Nothing's happening. It's like pebbles, or it's just mini fireworks. And I said, no, we'll get torrential downpour. It says the forecast is there for it to get worse. And a lot of companies did that. They told their staff, okay, guys, turn up 2 hours late. It's fine. But when they did turn up to work and those dark clouds and those green clouds that came up, Mother Nature told us that if it wants to have a say, it can have a say. And I think we hopefully are better prepared and equipped for it now that we have those plans in place. Because, okay, if you allow staff to take those extra 2 hours to make your early morning commute, you're making things difficult for the staff to get to work, and you're also making things for the authorities difficult to manage traffic and manage the waterlogged areas. I think it was made worse by those stranded vehicles. It was made worse by those constant flow of traffic when authorities had told the public and workforce to not leave their homes unless absolutely necessary. So I hope we sort of learn from World Earth Day and we learn from these realities of climate change that things are not entirely in our hands.
I want to ask you guys, actually, what do you guys think made everyone a little bit more mindful from this last week? We talked about insurance, maybe people double checking their insurance, making sure that it does fit the bill, you could say. But are there any other things that or any other ways that people became even more mindful of because of last week's events?
Everything can can vanish in a second.
Ooh, strong. Very true.
Yeah.
And it was witnessed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Literally over Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning, people lost their cars, their property, yeah. a lot of their livelihood as well.
It's like we thrive to have the best car, we thrive to have the best clothes, we thrive to have the most luxurious homes. And then in any of these crises all around the world, not just us, what we went through, this all can be gone in a second. And we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So we thrive to get all those fancy things sometimes. We take it too seriously. And in the end, in 1 second, it all means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except your health and your safety in the end of the day.
Very true. Yeah.
So don't take things for granted.
Exactly. I think that's a very valid point. The other thing I'd say is probably kick some sense into people. If you're not supposed to be out, don't go out.
Yeah.
Just tell your managers. And if they bully you, say, book leave. Do you take leave? And that's exactly what I did with my household as well. And I told them, like, if you can't go to work, just take leave. Khalas, it's the easiest thing to do because it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense that you sort of say, oh, no, but my annual leave, one day I wanted to go to, I don't know, Cyprus, Milan, or wherever you want to go. But it's not worth it when you know that if you do step out, that you are opening yourself to a risk where you can either lose your car, lose your patience, you know, you lose your peace of mind because you got stranded. It's absolutely not worth it, to be honest. And I think it's very important that people learn and understand their insurance, read your insurance policy. There's so many times, even myself, who would be in a bit of a rush, say, oh, khalas, I need my car insurance done quickly so I can get my car renewed and I don't have to go through. I always read my fine print. I always look at the car insured value because, okay, let it not be a natural disaster. Could be someone who drives into your car from behind and it damages your chassis and you're like, it's a write-off.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say your really expensive car, you agreed to an insurance value of 20,000 dirham. Khalas, you only get 20,000 dirham as opposed to 100,000 dirham car. So be mindful of what you sign up for. And anything that you sign, read it thoroughly.
And how about it influencing where people decide to live? You know, I was asking you, how did Sharjah Sustainable City hold up? Because it's a really big testing period. And you said really well. And I think a lot of people are maybe a bit more mindful of, okay, I'd rather, if I'm going to invest in real estate, choose somewhere that really wasn't that damaged.
Choose a proper developer, yeah.
Definitely.
And that's another thing, isn't it? A lot of people like getting sold an idea that this particular project will have a dinosaur park or will have a lagoon flowing through it or volcano. Whatever these developers try to promise you, if it's a reputable developer, if someone who's able to really help you out with these kind of conditions and, you know, and really forward in terms of helping you re-fix your house, let's say, like Imar has said, that they will now fix homes for free. I think these kind of things, you know, go an extra mile. It's very, very important to be mindful of that.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.